USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Last week it was meetings at the White House with legislative leaders. Today it was a visit to Michigan, where President Joe Biden continued to sell his two legislative priorities, the huge infrastructure bill and the even bigger social spending plan. He says America used to lead in many things, including innovation and jobs and overall with its economy, but then
we stopped investing in ourselves. We're risk losing our edge as a nation.
Many Democratic lawmakers on a Senate panel today said it was Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg who really should come in and answer questions of lawmakers about Facebook and how it operates. As a company whistleblower did appear before the panel today, Frances Haugen, accusing Facebook of harming kids, stoking division, and weakening democracy. On a pretty good day on Wall Street, the Nasdaq gained 178, and this is
Energize Health. Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energize Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to EnergizedHealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button. Watch the masterclass at EnergizedHealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to EnergizedHealth.com, 888-444-8895, or EnergizedHealth.com.
Civilians working for the Department of Defense are now required to roll up their sleeves, the Pentagon explaining in a memo issued Tuesday that all 700,000 civilian employees must be fully vaccinated against coronavirus by November 22nd. It comes after Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin ordered military members and personnel in August to get their shots. Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis is going after Attorney General Merrick Garland again. On Twitter, the governor accused Garland of going after parents who are simply angered, legitimately so, he says, at the school mask mandates. That was in response to the Attorney General's order to the FBI and to prosecutors to work with local officials to fight what he called a disturbing spike in harassment, intimidation, and threats of violence against American educators. And this is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
Rising ocean temperatures are leading to a loss of coral reefs around the world. That's according to the latest research from NOAA. The agency's report finding a 14% loss of global corals between 2009 and 2018. The Global Coral Reef Monitoring Network noting that despite coral reefs only covering a small fraction of the sea floor, they're responsible for supporting about a quarter of all marine species. Out of the folder marked, this story almost writes itself. William Shatner is headed into space at age 90. The actor will be aboard Blue Origin's New Shepard rocket when it lifts off on the 12th of October.
I'm going to see the vastness of space and the extraordinary miracle of our Earth and how fragile it is.
It'll be the New Shepard's second trip to space after founder Jeff Bezos and some others made that journey in July. Shatner will become the oldest person to fly into space at 90, breaking a record set by aerospace pioneer Wally Funk on the Blue Origin's first flight. At that time, Funk was 82. And today, Wendy's and Kellogg's have announced a partnership that will lead to the release of Wendy's Frosty Chocolatey Cereal hitting shelves this December. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.